This is Social Media Simplified, a podcast that takes the guesswork out of using social media to build your audience and increase your exposure on the web. Join us as a social media scholar for exclusive tips, tactics, and strategies to create content, market your brand, and much more. Let's do this.
Welcome, social media scholars. This is Social Media Simplified. I'm your co-host, the collaboration connoisseur, Lante Tacona.
And as always, Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo.
And we have an exciting episode today. We're going to be talking about how to leverage social media to keep your brand top of mind.
Oh my gosh, what an important topic.
Great topic. So Nathan, talk about what your platform of choice is.
Okay.
And maybe a little bit about how you, you're using it.
Okay, so as you know, I'm a Facebook advertiser. I mainly focus on Facebook. I do use LinkedIn though to acquire new clients. But for Facebook advertising, that's what I mainly focus on. Facebook's pretty interesting when it comes to content and how often you should be putting new content up.
Yeah, you know, one thing I notice about Facebook is that there's a lot of different types of content going on. There's a lot of entertaining stuff, informational insights, business advice, personal things going on. So I do understand the relevance of content, but, you know, again, how do you kind of cut through that noise and stay top of mind?
Yeah, good question. So as an advertiser, I actually don't focus too much on pushing out content. That's more of a social media manager. But I do know a lot about the platform and the algorithm and how it can reward you based on how often you're interacting with your audience.
Yeah, could you elaborate a little bit more on that? Let's talk about that a little
bit.
Sure. Yeah.
So what I would recommend on Facebook, you need to be putting out relevant content. So knowing your audience and making sure they like what you're putting out. But not only that, it's really based around consistency and frequency of content.
Okay. So I see the parallel there with LinkedIn. LinkedIn is my platform of choice. And it's a little bit different from Facebook in a sense that you sort of have a head start when it comes to cutting out the noise, right? Hmm. So LinkedIn is a professional platform. You don't get a lot of entertainment sort of stuff, you know, jokes and personal things. A lot of things are focused on business and the industry.
Yeah.
So so if you're in that space, LinkedIn sort of cuts out that extra noise for you. But even though you do have that flexibility, being relevant, staying top of mind, being consistent with your content is a key, again, in sort of leveraging the bonus points from the algorithm.
That's right. Yeah, they give you bonus points. It's basically, hey, be interacting with your audience, be pushing out content on a regular basis, and if you're doing that, we're going to give you more exposure of your brand to your audience. That's how these algorithms work.
So how do you know? How do you know if you're doing it right? Like, for example, Facebook, you're doing your ads. How do you know that it's getting to the right people, or how do you sort of encourage or maybe be a catalyst to continue?
Yeah, and so with LinkedIn, it's a little different. But with Facebook, in my opinion, in 2018, Facebook's turning more into what we call a pay-to-play platform, meaning you have to pay a little money, invest a little money in ads to really get your content to be seen. Organic content or the stuff you just kind of put out there without paying for advertising, it's getting harder and harder to actually see that stuff on Facebook. It's just the way it's going. And so what I recommend for most small businesses is to have an advertising plan, hiring some sort of advertiser to push out content for you, push out offers and deals to get them in front of your audience. But at the same time, in conjunction, make sure you're also pushing out regular organic content to still get you some good traffic without having to pay for it.
I like that. I like that a lot. And that actually resonates with me a lot. So on Facebook, one point that you pointed out is that you probably want to hire somebody to sort of manage your content strategy, pushing
in
things
way,
out
yeah.
in a way mm-hmm. with regards to advertising.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to the organic content, that's where you're generating content yourself, right?
Naturally.
You're naturally generating it and pushing it out to your audience.
And traffic will come there. Not as a big influx as if you're advertising, because Facebook will reward you because you're paying them and they'll put your content out there right in front of whoever you're targeting. But I think it's always good to have both of them playing at the same time, because that'll get you enough paid traffic and get you also organic traffic.
Right. So on LinkedIn for me, I don't actually do any advertising at all.
Yeah.
No, nothing paid at all. And so what I've done is over the course of a year or so, I've managed to grow a following. So I have enough of an audience organically that is receiving my content. But The trick, I guess, is to understand, or the challenge really is to understand what kinds of content your audience is resonating with and enjoys, right?
Yeah.
So content comes in the forms of text, let's say kind of like a status, or it could be a video, or it could be articles. And then within those, it's kind of like deciding on what topics to talk about, because you can do it in multiple different ways.
Yeah, and there could be a lot to unpack from this, right? But I think really what the main focus would be is just to consistently produce content and making sure it's frequent, meaning multiple times a day. But I noticed you have a tool you use to kind of help schedule out all this content, right?
Yeah, so for me, generating content is that's one piece of the puzzle. Whether you're generating it yourself, curating it yourself, or you're sharing content from other sources. Let's say you're sharing articles from, let's say, Forbes.com or Inc.com and sharing those to the platform. But the first thing that I do really is I noticed that, you know, if I was going to do this on a regular basis, each and every day, find an article and then share it, that becomes a little bit monotonous and tedious.
Yes, very tedious.
So what I do is I block out an hour and a half of my day, let's call it a Saturday, and I'll sit down and go through multiple articles that I'm reading naturally or that I'm finding interesting. And then I use a tool called Hootsuite, right?
Yes,
Hootsuite, it's just H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E.
That's a tough one.
Hootsuite,
yeah,
Hootsuite. And what you can do is actually save a backlog of all the articles or posts that you want or that you like. You save them in there, like in a hopper. And then from there, you can schedule it out on the tool over the course of days, hours, your frequency. You can plan that out.
So you're saying, like, basically, you don't have to, when you think of the content and you immediately post it, it doesn't work that way in your situation. You actually think of everything ahead, a week at a time.
Yeah.
You put it all in what you call a hopper, really.
A hopper, yep.
And then you just schedule it, and it's going to drip out over that next week.
Over the
week.
Course of time, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
What I've been guilty of is when I think of content, I go on social media and I post it right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
My main issue, and I'm still getting better at it, is consistency, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it sounds like you have a system.
Yeah, so the thing is once you kind of get to a level of, let's just call it in your social media journey, you're at a level of maturity, and you realize that you're chasing your own tail when you're posting everything that comes to mind. Immediately find something and you post it. Immediately find something and you post it. It's a continuous cycle that if you stop, your content stops.
Mm.
But if you take the time to plan that out in advance, right? Pick 10, 20, 30 articles or posts or whatever it is in advance and then schedule those 30 posts out. If you're doing one a day, your content is secured for a month. 30 days.
But we wouldn't recommend one a day, right?
I would not recommend. That's an example.
Sounds like we need to be doing at least 2 to 3 times. Does that sound right?
So I think that's going to be up to your particular strategy. Me, in particular, I'll tell you what I do. LinkedIn is a professional platform. People may be using it at work, in between meetings, maybe on their commute to work, when they wake up in the morning. And so I think about the times when I use LinkedIn. And those are the times that I would schedule my content to drip out. So for me, it might be like first thing in the morning, around lunchtime, maybe right after work, and then right after bed. So that could be 4 different posts.
Sounds like that frequency and like timing it correctly is a really quick way to gain exposure fast.
Yeah, and I'll just be extreme. If you're scheduling your content to drip out at 2 a.m. in the morning, if you're in an American time zone, 2 a.m., no one's going to
get your content,
right?
It's going to be buried by the time they wake up.
Exactly, but people in Singapore, if that's your audience, then maybe that's a great time to
post.
That
would make sense, yeah.
So you have to think about your audience, think about when they'd be accessing the platform that you're choosing, and then kind of schedule your content around that.
Yeah, Facebook and LinkedIn are definitely different in that regard. Frequency and consistency is very, very important. But again, in my opinion, I think that Facebook is becoming more of a pay-to-play game where you just have to spend a little bit of money to get your brand out there. LinkedIn, not necessarily, it sounds like. It's still more of a newer platform with, if you have frequency of content, you can gain exposure pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'd say that. I'd say absolutely. But I think the caveat to that is also, and I'm sure this applies to Facebook ads, is also the relevance of your content, right?
Yes.
The relevance and the consistency. So if I own... let's call it a Shopify store, and I sell electronics, and I want to boost my brand, keep it top of mind on LinkedIn, it's probably imperative, or it would behoove of me, to post and continue to drip content, schedule content that's related to my accessories, to my store, to the benefits of using, you know, my products.
And that so kind
of
comes that back
consistency
to
consistency is
for sure.
Is also,
consistency is always important. That comes back to more of like the nature of these platforms. Is if you do have an electronics store and you have a Shopify store, it sounds like Facebook would probably be your better place to reach your audience. That's more of a B2C platform as opposed to LinkedIn, which is more B2B.
Absolutely, yeah, I'd agree with that as well. On Facebook, when I'm on Facebook, you know, I'm in a free for all mood. If there's something funny, I might watch it. If there's something that is, you know, I want to buy, I might buy it.
Yeah,
if there's something,
you
know, I want to interact with, I might interact with it. On LinkedIn, I'm in a professional mindset from the time I clicked that application.
Yeah,
I'm thinking my connections are people from work. They're clients. They're people that are helping me. They're suppliers.
Yeah,
and so I'm already in a different mindset. So in that regard, I would say that if I'm selling something in particular that's not necessarily related to the professional industry.
Yeah.
LinkedIn may not be the place to sort of start.
Know your platform.
That, right?
That's kind of
know your platform.
What I'm learning here is. The takeaways really are just, know your platform, one. And when you're going to be leveraging any type of social media platform, know that you need to be putting out consistent and frequent content.
Consistent and frequent.
And frequent. Those
and
two
let
things
me just,
are big.
Let me just kind of reiterate the difference between consistent and frequency. Consistency is the consistency in your message. If you're talking about your Shopify store, make sure your posts are all related to your Shopify store or things about your Shopify store. Mm-hmm. Don't branch off topic.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Frequency is how often you're posting those, and that's where the timing comes in. Is it in the morning, evening, breakfast, lunch, dinner? That's the frequency part. So understanding your message is consistent and then having yourself frequently out in the open and exposed and engaging in that platform.
That's excellent. Wow, so last thing I want to ask you here, because again, you're more of a content creator than I am. And so if I had one day and I wanted to create three posts on, let's say, LinkedIn, what three posts would I do? Is there a particular order I should do it in? How would I do it?
Okay, so give me a scenario.
Okay, so for my business, I run an agency. And so if I want to go ahead and start targeting my clients on LinkedIn, what kind of strategy would I use to attract new clients?
So attracting new clients, client acquisition. So, okay, this is perfect. Now, LinkedIn is a great platform to sort of start the conversation with individuals, with people, right? And so one thing that you may be interested in is you're offering a service. Let's call it Facebook advertising, right?
Yep.
You're offering that service. So one thing that you may want to consider doing with your posts is talking about the value of Facebook advertising, right? Maybe the common trends in the industry with Facebook advertising. Maybe a new feature that Facebook released that is providing you with more benefits or things of that nature. And maybe even make it personal and kind of share your results of the Facebook types of advertising.
So like case studies.
And things like that. If you can sort of break that down into content segments, then that's what I would recommend that you schedule out consistently.
Wow.
Consistently talking about
Brilliant.
That. What that does is it starts to provide individuals who are interested in Facebook advertising. Your content will start flowing across their newsfeed.
Yeah.
If you're consistently showing up on their newsfeed, they may click on your profile, connect with you, and then from there you can start the conversation.
Great. Man, such a good episode. So in the next episode, we're going to be talking about how to structure your day for productivity and the first thing you should do when you wake up. I'm Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo.
And as always, I'm Lante Tacona, the collaboration connoisseur. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at LANTEI.
You can find me at nathangarrett.net. All right, thanks for listening. Until next time.